Day 333, Paul and the Fortune Teller, Acts 16, verse 16 through 28. Luke recorded the history of Paul's travels. He wrote the following story. In Philippi, we met a slave girl who was controlled by a spirit. This spirit made her a fortune teller. The girl's owners made money from her fortune telling. She followed Paul around crying, "These men serve the Most High God." She did this for many days. Finally, Paul was annoyed. He spoke to the spirit. "I order you in the name of Jesus Christ, come out of her." And it did. The slave girl's owners couldn't make money any longer from her fortune telling. Angry, they forced Paul and Silas to the rulers at the marketplace. "These men are disturbing our city," they said. "They want us to break the Roman law." Paul and Silas were beaten and locked in the deepest prison cell. At night, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns. Other prisoners listened to them. Suddenly, a violent earthquake shook the prison. The doors opened and the prisoners' chains fell off. The jailer awoke, saw the prison open, and grabbed his sword. He was about to kill himself. He thought his prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted, "Don't hurt yourself. We're all here." Here's two questions for your children, parents. Why were the slave girl's owner angry at Paul? And what did Paul and Silas do in prison? Hope you enjoyed today's lesson. Have a blessed day. And parents, don't forget to pray with your children. Thank you.